from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR Performance Studio, out in support of a new EP called Have Mercy, it's Paul Cawthon. Hello.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Welcome to Ashland. Sorry for all of the smoke.
Man, I'm sorry for all the smoke. That's a sorry deal, man. That's terrible what's going on around you.
It's becoming a late summer yearly occurrence, unfortunately.
Well,
you were coming off a hot performance at Pickathon. We were just talking that you did something like four sets across a couple of days.
Yeah, we went after it, man. It was a good time. We had a bunch of good friends actually show up, you know, a bunch of my buddies, Shaky Graves and their crew, and it was just a weekend party.
Sounds fun.
It was, yeah. We're a little bit toasty, you know. I'm the only one that took a shower, I think. Everybody else, I mean, the van smells so bad right now. So it's rough. We're about to get to a hotel tonight. Going to drive into Sacramento. So how far are we from Sacramento?
From here, about 4 hours.
Cool.
Yeah.
We can do it.
So let's see. You are originally from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Where's home nowadays?
In Dallas.
Yeah, still there?
Yeah. I was born in Dallas, raised in Tyler, Texas, which is 2 hours east between Dallas and Shreveport off I-20. And grew up there, and, you know, I've been all over Texas. I've been in Colorado as well. I was in Colorado for a while when I kind of started cutting my teeth and doing some bluegrass stuff. I was up there and, you know, following jam bands and doing all types of crazy stuff up in the mountains. It's always fun. But ended up in San Marcos down in the hill country and, you know, moved down to New Braunfels, and I was in Austin and, you know, all over the place.
Now, you are not the son of, but the grandson of a preacher. You have spent some time in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Not only listening, but watching how that presentation unfolds from week to week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
How much of that has worked its way into you on stage? You're communicating your lyrics, your music to an audience.
I believe that, you know, it's the same. You know, yeah? It's just my sermon. I've always thought that.
Just the same, but with a guitar?
Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't have to be too preachy. It can just be comprehensible in whatever form one would have. You know, they can think of a song this way or that way. You know, one time, I see you got that old Sons of Fathers CD. There's a song on there called Mother Deer. And this guy came up to me after the show. He said, "Man, that song about that female doe is awesome." You know, it's D-E-A-R, you know. And that's a song to my mother, but he thought it was a song about, you know, a white-tailed deer.
Yeah.
So I let him believe it, and I didn't correct him. So, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, getting up there every night, and of course that's a lot more sermons than Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, like I grew up with.
You have listed a number of influences on you and your music from folks that you can absolutely hear, Waylon Jennings, Roy Orbison, Elvis. But you've also mentioned guys who are known not only for their music but for their showmanship, people like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
And their ability to bring it when they're up on stage. I have not had the opportunity to see you perform live, but I have read a lot about you on stage, and it feels like it's what we get on the record magnified.
Yeah, you know, one thing that for the longest time we couldn't capture what we do live, and then now we're kind of just doing records live.
Why is that hard?
A lot of artists get a different adrenaline. It's like you get an extra gear when you're on stage. You're feeding off of a crowd. It's different. It is a different ball game. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like playing a scrimmage in football or actually playing on Sunday. You're still playing football.
Right.
You're still playing football. Same level. Same amount of athletic people, you know?
But the stakes are different.
The stakes are different, and you rise to this occasion, I guess.
Paul Cawthon is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new EP is called Have Mercy. Information can be found online at paulcawthonmusic.com. It's C-A-U-T-H-E-N. What do you want to play first for us?
Now let's just play... let's play the title track, Have Mercy. Mm-hmm. ain't gonna walk, ain't gonna talk till you break me down. I didn't do a dang thing while you're coming around. Well, have mercy on me. The warrant don't mean a thing. I was on my way out, just need to grab a couple of things. Have mercy on you. Have mercy on me. Take a hit of this lightning. I pull up a seat. Now that we're flying, here's the truth. Oh, have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on you. Well, the world will crumble on top of itself if I don't learn to forgive. I'd be lying if I told you that you were the first person come and try to tell me how to live. I ain't saying I did what you think. People tend to bend the rules when they drink. The lightning hasn't hit you by now. Take another rail. Well, have mercy on you. Have mercy on me. But take a hit of this lightning. I pull up a seat. Now that we're flying, here's the truth. Oh, have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on you. See now my time is up. I ain't won yet, but you call my bluff. I've done this before, I'll probably do it again. Oh, they say you got one question, son. Where the hell will I keep my gun? Here in my hand, the same place it's always been. Always been. Have mercy on you. Oh, have mercy on me. Take a hit of this lightning, a pull up a seat. Now that we're flying, here's the truth. Have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on you. Have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on you.
That is Paul Cawthon playing for us live today in the JPR studios. The title track from the new EP called Have Mercy. Information can be found online, paulcawthonmusic.com. Paul, you mentioned Sons of Fathers. We've got this record sitting here on our table from like 2011. This was a band that you were in for what, about three, 4 years, or was it longer than that?
Almost five.
Almost 5 years, yeah. Along with David Beck. And it was Americana, but more than that, depends on the song almost. Lots of different sounds and styles in there. And then you quit. You decided that you'd had enough of that chapter?
Yeah.
What were the forces leading up to that?
Oh, man, it was just the time. Yeah. You know, David and I had written all the songs we wanted to write in our lives. And we're still friends. We still listen to each other's music, critique each other's art still. So he's definitely one of my dear buddies that I look up to.
Was there a period there toward the end of Sons and Fathers where you might not have said that necessarily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't talk for a while.
It was like a marriage, right?
Yeah. We didn't talk for a long time. Then we met up out in Nashville, and we ended up tying one on and enjoying ourselves and going out to our old manager's place up in the holler. Our old manager just played all the Sons of Fathers songs and was just like, got to get it back together. Got to get it back together, you know? And I'm like, man, I'm going on tour. I'm gone. Like,
yeah.
So right now it's just, you know, I hope and pray one day that David and I can go and do another record, and record it all ourselves, do everything ourselves like we used to.
I think a lot of people would be looking forward to that.
Yeah, man. It was really at a moment, you know, we were about to do some crazy things and it just wasn't the move for us. Mm. So
when you put out your debut, your solo debut, My Gospel, and you had switched from really two-part harmony almost throughout all the tunes to Paul out front, yeah, all by himself, what kind of transformation did you have to go through to become the sole focal point of each and every song?
I just, you know, I wasn't going to hold myself back at all, you know, and singing harmony, you have to blend and you sing thinner. You don't sing as boisterous or bold or even with as much air at times. I knew that I had a voice and that I needed to just put myself out there. And the songs that I was writing at the moment were catering just to my voice, you know? Mm. So when you write in a form of thinking of two-part harmony for a long time, you kind of stay in a little, you stay in a certain box, you know? And I just wanted to, I was finding my voice. I was working with Bo Bedford and some guys from the Texas Gentlemen back in Dallas. And, you know, that's when I feel like I really came into my own, when we took that trip up to Muscle Shoals and we just really honed in on what our crafts were, yeah, and what our, you know, strengths and weaknesses are.
Tell me about that process of finding your voice. I was listening to an older episode of the public radio show Snap Judgment, and you'd actually spent some time on a work crew.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing some singing to help pass the time.
Oh, yeah.
Had you been singing professionally before that, or was it really then that you decided, you know what, this is a direction that I might actually want to make a go of it?
Yeah, you know, I just knew that my roots and where I came from and how big of a singer I was when I was a kid. I was singing harmony since I was, you know, 6 years old. And I grew up in the gospel church, you know, so I knew that I could sing. So David and I rose to the occasion and sang two-part harmony, and then I wanted to do my own thing, you know, and David did too, you know, so it was just this whole finding my voice has just been, now I'm a 32-year-old man that has more cigarettes and whiskey in my throat. And, you know, I've been on the road for almost 10, you know, 12 years, and this is how it is, you know, and Have Mercy, even it's a lower grit, you know?
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to have a lot of almost spoken word in some things, you know, been listening to a lot of that Leonard Cohen record, 2016, Want It Darker.
Wow. I can hear some of that in what you do.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of the songs, they're not quite spoken word, but mm-hmm. they're also not quite fully sung either.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of those older Johnny Cash songs kind of have that feel to them, that it really pulls you into the story being told because you're not yeah. being distracted by all that much melody mm-hmm. and really even all that much arrangement behind it. It's just front and center is the voice
oh, yeah.
telling you the story. Well, I would love to hear another tune.
Yeah.
What do you want to play next for us?
The next one I'll do Little Son. Don't you run, little son. Today is your day, little son. No need to be afraid, little son. Lord, you got it made, little son. Born with a faster gun, little son. Shadows you'll outrun, little son. Whenever I'm long gone, speak of my name. Tell them that I pray. Yes, I might have done some wrong, told you the past. Sin will never last. All you gotta do is ask. Oh, rabbit fall, have you learned anything at all? Rabbit fall, you can't win them all. Rabbit Foe. Sing, Sparrow, sing. One day you'll be the queen. Sparrow, sing. You can do anything. Sparrow, sing. Whenever I'm long gone, speak of my name. Tell them that I pray. Yes, I might have done some wrong, it's all in the past. Sin will never last. All you gotta do is ask.
That is called Lil Son. It's music from Paul Cawthon here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one also from the new EP called Have Mercy. If memory serves, that one has a connection to your grandfather, doesn't it? The story behind
son?
That?
Yeah. 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 He, he'd call me little buddy, little son, little kid, you know, all the time. And he'd always talk about, you know, your legacy. That's all that matters, you know, so... I wrote that kind of from his point of view, kind of what he used to preach to me, rolling around an old Jeep Grand Wagoneer. So.
Well, you're in your 30s. Are you thinking about legacy at this point yet, or are you just still trying to really
find your
way?
I think about it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. Who knows how long I'll be on this earth. This is a wild-ass ride.
I read an interesting story about you and planning to release this record, which I thought was remarkably regimented. You had talked about doing 3 songs in February, 3 songs in March, 3 songs in April, getting the record out, going out on tour. Like, it was a schedule.
Yeah.
Is that how you compartmentalize all the different aspects of being a professional touring musician and recording musician?
Oh, you know, now it's just deadlines, you know, so... You know, I work to the deadlines, and now I've got to record X amount of times, and, you know, I'm writing every single day. You know, I try to work and craft songs or listen to the ones that I have and try to, you know, come up with ideas and new riffs and all types of stuff. But, just the workflow's got to stay high, you know.
Yeah. Is there a rhyme or reason to where your songs come from? Like, do you have to sit down and focus on being a songwriter for...
No.
You know?
I believe it's kind of like the Guy Clark mentality. Everything's a song, you know? And it depends on what you want to capture, you know? And you need to write 100 terrible songs before you maybe get a good one. Mm. So I kind of had that workflow my whole life, ever since I really dug into Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt and those guys. Mm.
Well, you found 7 of them for this new EP, that's for sure.
Yeah.
not to get too far in the weeds about the current state of country music and Nashville country music, which I know you have railed
about. It's non-existent other than a few people.
Do you see, from your perspective, do you see the kind of resurgence in traditional country music that is being written about a lot? The Margot Prices and you and Sturgill Simpson and folks that are kind of avoiding that shiny, glossy Nashville country stuff.
Man, it's just...
Do you see it, or has it always been there in your world?
It's just, you know, if any of... I don't get it, you know. I think Nashville parts its own sea, you know, and it all has to do with a lot of radio and what they're pushing up in the top 40 and the fact that, you know, the songwriters that are just circling around, you know, writing certain styles for the radio, that's where it becomes false and a machine kind of shop vibe rather than the flow and letting it be organic from an artist, you know, Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton's, and you know, now it's Margot Price, and now Margot's bare, you know, like just alt of the center of, you know, mainstream, and so is Sturgill and all those guys, and I don't know. I've got friends that are in those top 40 bands.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they're not good people. They're all great people, and if you have a business that's thriving, that's awesome, you know, and tip my hat to you, but don't call it country music when it's not country music. Yeah. You know, it's a different thing. It's like a alt pop, you know.
This is an EP. Is there a full length? I mean, it's seven songs, so it's close. We just had this discussion with another artist that was in here that seven songs is sort of that in between an EP and a record. Might as well be a record. You're working on new music all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your timeline for what's next?
Or first quarter is what we're trying to release, 14 songs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's another big record.
Yeah, it's coming in hot. We wanted to use this EP to kind of like bridge the gap. And so... yeah, we wanted to give them something this year and then come in real quick with a 1-2.
Cool. So it sounds like it's going well for you right now.
It is, man. I'm getting a lot of freedom in the studio, and that's all I've ever wanted. You know, once you get to be able to do that, a lot of cool things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, my next record, it's pop-centric, but it's my voice, and it's heartfelt songs, and I think it's like the male version of Adele for country music. Like some of these songs, like for real, like it is so light your lighters and let's really get into these. I went with some super ballads on a couple songs and there were some just piano tunes that I wrote, and I'm really excited about it. It's got a poppier edge to it, and all my guys are stoked about it, and everybody that's heard it so far around my team's really stoked. Feel like we can open up to a wider audience and still keep the audience that I have now happy too.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff because it could end up getting played at Target and the grocery store.
Hey,
you okay with that?
It'll be better than what's being played there, I think.
Paul Cawthon is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The current new EP is called Have Mercy. You can find information at paulcawthonmusic.com. You have one more for us?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna do one that I'm gonna put on this next record. Nobody's heard. It's called Country Coming Down.
One day I know, find me a place I go home. I'll have a couple lazy hounds, plate full of supper that I've grown. Watch the sky turn upside down. In my cabin in the country, far away from city life. Way out there, damn near off the map, that's where I spend my night. Well, life is slow and easy, you won't hear no highway sounds. just a crackle of a campfire in a country coming down. Sitting on this balcony, crashing in my buddy's couch for weeks. This life has got the best of me, hell, I can't make my ends meet. When I close my eyes, I dream. Oh, I dream. Oh, I dream. Dream. City lights, way out there, damn near off the map. Yeah, that's where I'll spend my nights. Where my life is slow and easy, you won't hear no highway sounds. Just the crackle of a campfire and a country coming down. Just a crackle of a campfire in a country coming down.
Ah, great new tune. It's Paul Cawthon playing live for us here on Jefferson Public Radio. The current EP is called Have Mercy. Information is at paulcawthonmusic.com. Paul, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Dude, thank you so much. And I'm sorry about all the smoke in the air, but I think it'll pass. We'll get a rain.
It'll pass.
Yeah, it will. I'll be in my thoughts up here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Best
thank
of luck
you
with
so
the new
much.
EP.
Thank you.